Hi, Narda. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing up so early?
Well, I'm wondering the same thing. What are you doing up so early?
Well, it's my job, but you're the big cheese. You're supposed to be able to roll in, you know, a little bit later on.
Oh, well, you know, some things are compelling, so you just go with it.
Well, Narda, even though you are the new superintendent of Williamston Community Schools, you're no stranger there. You've worked there for many years. Talk about your background with the school district.
Well, my family moved here in 1979, and I started out actually with the Adult Ed Alternative Ed program, and it was an evening program, and then we moved it to a day program, and I did that for most of the 1980s, and then in 1989, I became a high school teacher, went back to the classroom. I'd been in the classroom as a teacher before my children were born, so I moved back into the classroom as a high school teacher, and then I was assistant principal, and then I became district articulation and assessment director, kind of like a curriculum director position, and it just kind of evolved over time. So,
let's talk about the budget.
Especially what a happy topic.
The state's budget seems to make it a bigger challenge for school districts to complete their budgets, even though you got a whopping $11 more than maybe was anticipated for schools. Let's talk about that and how that has affected Williamston Community Schools.
Well, the same as every other district in the state. It's been a real struggle to look at the budget and make sure that you stay focused on what your mission is, which is the instruction in the classroom and student achievement and providing those comprehensive programs for our students. But at the same time, how do you do that with less money? I mean, it's kind of like in your house when you all of a sudden realize you have to tighten the belt and what are the most important things that need to be done, and those are the ones you prioritize, and then you have to kind of look at all the other pieces and figure out ways to do that, but with less money.
Narda, I know you're probably aware that Okemos Community Schools is struggling with eliminating their bus program because of funding.
Right.
I found one of the curious things that you did was to keep the bus service going, but you changed up the start times for all the schools.
Right.
And now all the kids ride together. And I think that's an interesting mix because you've got kindergartners with seniors and all in between. How's that working out?
It's working out great. It was, there was obviously that transition and the change and getting used to that idea. But, we've managed to make it through that transition, and it certainly has save time and the carbon footprint and, you know, everything else. I mean, I think it's been a really good move.
I know this summer it was very hot and very moist and very humid.
Oh, here we go. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
The mold.
Well, you had some mold in a couple
of
classrooms.
Yeah.
I know that you jumped on it right away. Tell us when you found out, how you dealt with it, and where you are now with
that. Well, early August is when it was discovered. And I think it was maybe that first or second week. The dates have gotten away from me on that. But we started with our maintenance crew, who were just absolutely outstanding. They people came in off of vacation, and we just had a massive cleanup, going in and really scrubbing down the rooms and the carpets and the walls and the furniture and everything. And we really went through the building twice. On the third time, when we found little bits here and there, and the environmental scan showed that we still had this slight discrepancy. It wasn't overwhelming, but it was slight, and we thought, well, we're gonna go to the next step. So we brought in a company who actually scrubbed the air, because I guess that they explained to us that part of the issue is every time we cleaned, we were releasing those spores. And so they would settle, and then we'd get them back. And so the whole idea of the air exchange was important. So we did another cleaning with the air scrubbing, and that worked. The building is immaculate. I mean, it's very, very clean, and it smells great. And we our statistics show that we're fine. We're well within the safety ranges. So
if a school is closed and you shut down the heating and cooling, mm-hmm. obviously because you think you're not mm-hmm. going to need it, do you think in hindsight that maybe next summer you'll leave some air on for a while?
I'm not sure. Because part of the issue was what an unusual summer we had with that high humidity. And there were several schools in Michigan. We were certainly not the only one. It was more, there were a lot of schools that were experiencing this, and they didn't necessarily have their air off. So I'm sure that contributed, but we don't think that was the only issue. The exposure of the building, the way the building is sitting and the sun hitting it, and the high humidity, we just think that all those combinations, but we'll certainly be watching it. And, you know, they'll probably have daily checks to make sure that with the air, without the air, that we're getting good airflow.
We're talking with Narda Murphy, who's the superintendent of Williamston Community Schools. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Narda, I know that with budget cuts, certain programs have to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Cedar Recreation Association was in a unique position in being aligned with a school district. You
right.
don't find that very often.
Right.
But you thought it might be in best interest and in a tax-saving way that if you kind of let them go their own way. Talk about how you decided that.
Well, that's been a decision that's been kind of being looked at for a couple of years, because the issue really is that we were supporting a community recreational program with general fund dollars, and as you begin to tighten the belt, you know, you start looking at priorities. So part of it was, what can we do to help that organization maintain the integrity of their program, but at the same time not have it be something that's costing money through our general funds. So it was kind of a two-year, three-year process, and I think the decision was made that the agreement that was made in the late 80s, that we would dissolve that agreement and look at ways to form a new organization, a new way of delivering the recreational opportunities. There have been a lot of changes since the late 80s. One is that there are several other recreational opportunities for children in our community, and we either would have to embrace all of those or go to the model that is the most traditional, and that is there's a school district and then there's community recreation that the community governing units run or are a part of.
Narda, let's set aside the budget. What's the biggest concern that you have beyond educating your students?
I think that from my point of view, the greatest challenge that all school districts face, and ours as well, is moving our whole programming from the more traditional model to one that is providing all of those opportunities that these children are going to need for the 21st century. So that means moving from bells dictating our lives to much more flexible scheduling, where our buildings may be in use throughout the whole school year as well as in evenings. I mean, I think it's just kind of moving from what has always been to a whole new way of looking at how we deliver our programs.
And I think it should be noted too, Narda, what was the last position you held with Williamston Schools?
I was an assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction.
Right, and you're going to hold on to that title as well. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be making all this cash now, and you're but actually, in belt-tightening ways, that's what people have to do, don't you?
That's part of it. And we're looking at other ways. We have some, you know, we have outstanding educators and teacher leaders who are picking up pieces of the leadership in the curriculum area, and we're doing okay. It's just a matter of looking at it differently and trying to use our resources in different ways.
All right, Narda. Well, I think I should qualify the fact that my kids go to those schools. So
I knew that name.
I knew the answer to a lot of these questions, but I wanted to keep that out of it and obviously let you speak for yourself in the district. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you.